Z103, I'm Russell Storms. Here in the studio, I've got Diego. Diego, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Diego Coronado. I'm 24 years old. I'm from Rexburg, Idaho, and I like to lift weights.
Awesome. How'd you get started in weightlifting?
So originally, I probably started lifting weights when I was about 14 or 15 years old. I was just a chubby kid. I grew up in a Mexican-American household, and so my mom fed us real well. And so I was the chubby kid with all my friends who were playing sports and stuff, and they always got the girls. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to start working out, lifting weights, and maybe I'll start to get some girls. You know, the cliche version of how every kid gets started lifting weights, I feel like. But yeah, I just started working out and started really falling in love with the process of learning. You know, I learned a lot, discipline, how to eat better, you know. There's so many different things that go into it, but over the course of time, I've just learned so much and grown so much as a person. I feel like it's been from the gym, and that's also because I've been working out since I was 14, 15, like I said, and now I'm 24, so going on almost 10 years and taking it seriously now for like the last probably 3 years, I'd say.
That's really cool. How quickly did you see results? Like, did you see results when you first started working out?
Yeah, so you always have like newbie gains, as everyone calls them in the gym community, right? You always, say if you're trying to lose weight really quickly or, you know, if that's your goal, whatever it might be, you're going to see results pretty, I would say, within your first month to 2 months of working out, and that's realistic. But overall, not necessarily. I saw more results probably... I was pretty heavy. So like 2 weeks after like starting to work out and do cardio and lift weights and whatnot, I started to drop some weight when I was younger. But the more like seriously you take it and the more you learn, the more you find out how most things actually work. I mean, you can, if you're, like I said, most people want to lose weight, right? If you're wanting to lose weight, you'll start to see results, I would say, within 3 to 4 weeks. And that's kind of the usual. I mean, it just all depends on where somebody starts, but that's kind of where I was at. The last 3 years, I mean, I wanted to do a competition, like a bodybuilding show. And to get into like show-ready physique level, I guess, it took about 12 weeks. But that was like with strict dieting and a strict cardio regimen as well as weightlifting regimen and whatnot, so...
Yeah, how long a day would you exercise when you were getting ready for that?
So when I was doing that, I would go to the gym after work and I would say about 45 minutes of weightlifting. And then I was actually doing, so when I first started the diet and the cutting plan, the first 6 weeks I was probably doing about 30 minutes of cardio. And then as we got closer and closer to, the show, which I never did, by the way. I wussed out. Just so we're clear on that, right?
Really?
Yeah, I did. I wish I wouldn't have, but you live and then you learn, right? But getting further into the show date, I was probably doing about an hour and 15 to 20-ish minutes of cardio, because that's when you really start to get dialed, I guess, and get into that low body fat percentage.
Yeah. So I guess this is a new world to me, but when you're getting ready for a show, you're getting ready to cut. I know there's I forget the word.
Are you thinking bulk?
Yeah. You bulk, yeah. And cut. Do you kind of go through that cycle when you're getting ready for a show?
So that was that's been like the biggest learning phase for me, I would say, within the last year. I've just learned so much. So what I was doing last year compared to this year is the bodybuilding, I guess, diet and lifestyle. For mass majority of people who are bodybuilders, so to speak, right? Like I said, I'm just a kid who likes to lift weights and live a healthy lifestyle. And so the old school bodybuilding way is like 6 meals a day, right? Chicken, rice, broccoli, you're upwards of like 200 and like 300 grams of protein, eating a ridiculous amount of calories, just trying to put on weight, right? And so, yeah, you'll go into your bulk and you'll probably do like, I would say at least 8 to 12 weeks of a bulk, and then you'll start to do your cut. And it all depends on like how far out of your show you are. Some people will do like 6 months out is where they'll start, and then they do their bulk, and then at 6 to 4 months out, they'll start to do their cut. And that's really when they just start cutting back on carbs, calories, and upping their cardio to get them more dialed. The biggest separation from that, from what I used to do versus what I do now, is I would call it more of like a lifestyle change. And so I can maintain like 8 to 12% body fat year round if I want to, just by counting calories, hitting protein intake, and not having to go super crazy in the gym, like be there for 2 hours and have to do an hour and a half of cardio. You know, I just look at steps and calories in and calories out. So that's kind of been the biggest difference for me.
Cool. So I took weights for one semester in high school. I'm not a super physical person.
That's okay.
So when I was doing weights, and I know a lot of kids doing weights in high school, you said there's kind of the beginning muscle.
Your newbie build. Gains.
Yeah, newbie gains. So as a newbie, you kind of set goals, mm-hmm. and you can achieve goals in real time. And that's something I saw over my weights class. So does that continue, or does it get progressively harder to gain as much muscle over time? You said you're kind of in a maintaining phase. So you've kind of hit like a point where someone who wants like a body that you have, they, mm-hmm. they probably might not get into weightlifting, but you've come to love the process over time, right? So do you still have the same mentality as when you started, and how does that work with your goals in weightlifting?
So I would say you always, I there's so many like different people, and everyone has a different mindset and everyone has different goals. For me, I personally just want to live a healthy lifestyle so that when I am older, you know, like say 60s or 70s, I can still run up and down my kid's soccer game. You know what I mean? Or, you know, that's probably an exaggeration, but like grandkid's soccer game, I should say, right? I always just look at like future long-term goals. Goals when I first started were for definitely different reasons that I have now as like an adult. Like I said, when I first started working out, it was all for, oh, I got to get, you know, shredded to get some girls, you know. Now it's more or less like, okay, I just want to be a healthy adult, live as long as I can, and just, you know, have a great life and longevity as far as fitness goes, as well as diet and stuff like that. But yeah, it all just depends on where your goals are. My goals now, I would say you can always progressively get better. There's a saying, the man who loves the destination isn't going to walk as far as someone who enjoys walking, or something like that. I might have completely butchered that, but that's the way the saying goes in my head, is if you like what you're doing and you enjoy lifting weights, if you enjoy, you know, the lifestyle of being healthy, then of course you're going to do it for long term compared to someone who's like, I can't freaking do this. This isn't for me. I hate this, you know? But yeah, that's kind of where I'd say that the difference is, and where my goals started and where my goals are at now. But I think that you can always definitely progressively get better. I just try to be better today than I was the day before. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely does.
Right on.
So you also put your weightlifting on social media, and I see you have a bit of a following there. How'd you get started in that?
Yeah. So originally, I got on Instagram actually when it first came out. I was in like, I want to say middle school or even junior high, something like that. But I got an Instagram, you know, that's what all the kids were doing. I never really like took it seriously up until probably the last year. Honestly, even like the last 6 months, probably. And I just started posting like funny videos that I enjoyed, that I like to think that I'm funny sometimes. Most people may not agree with that, but it's whatever. And all of a sudden I just started getting traction, and kids were following me left and right. They were asking me questions like, hey man, like you got a great physique. Like, what can I do to improve mine? And so I get so many DMs from kids who are like, dude, what are you doing that I'm not, you know? And I guess the reason why I started doing the social media thing was just cause I wanted to make people laugh, you know? And I thought, if I think this video is funny, there's probably somebody, some other goofy kid out there who's going to laugh at it too, right? And so that kind of started happening. And then I realized like, oh, okay, I have a little bit of a following. I don't want to, I guess, put anything on there that I wouldn't do myself, right? So, like, I practice what I preach is what I'm trying to say, I guess. Because there are so many, like, younger kids on there who will DM me questions about specific things, like, you know, their weight regimen, their cardio regimen, and what they're eating. And I'm like, dude, you don't got to be doing, like, the most. A lot of people will like to overcomplicate the weights and the cardio and their diet, but realistically, it comes into, like, calories in, calories out for me. And I know that works. Like, I'm not necessarily certified in anything. I've just been doing it for so long that I know what works for myself. And I know no one can break the laws of thermodynamics, which is, you know, so it just goes back to that calories in, calories out thing. Anyway, I'm getting completely off topic here, Russell. I'm sorry. The following. I started posting videos on there, and I love making people laugh. Like, if I can make somebody smile, that makes my day. And, like, getting comments and people sharing my videos. Like, I think I have a couple videos on there that have seen, like, a couple million views. And, like, it's just the weirdest, like, thing, you know, that somebody, like, thousands of people like a video of yours. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah, that's really cool. What is your social media so we can go follow you?
Yeah, for sure. It's actually 2 underscores and then my full name, Diego Coronado. It's a mouthful, I know. It's just like San Diego and Coronado, California, and then 2 underscores at the end of that. So,
okay, awesome. Thanks for coming in.
Right on. Thanks, Russell. I appreciate you having me, man. I'm Diego, and I'm a bodybuilder, and I am Z103.
Thanks again to Diego for coming in and telling us about himself. I really liked this interview. I had a lot of fun with it, and I think I learned a lot. If you want a chance to come in our studio and teach me about your hobbies or whatever you have going on in life, whatever you want to talk about, go on over to the front webpage of Z103.fm and fill out the I am Z103 form. It'll be one of the cards that are scrolling through on the webpage, so it should be pretty easy to find. Just click on that and fill out the form. And I hope to hear from you soon.